Welcome to Dr. Joy's podcast, where the focus is bringing joy to your life. Our mission is to provide you with enthusiastic, research-based topics that will help you be good to yourself and, of course, bring joy to your life. Now let's dive into the topic of the week. If loving me is wrong, I don't want to be right. This is Season 2, Episode 5 of Bringing Joy to Life with Dr. Joy. So, hello, BGTY Nation. Are you ready for another week of bringing joy to life? It's time to give attention to yourself. This week's topic is about self-love. This month is all about expressing your love. And you know, if you can't love yourself, then how can you love someone else? So let's dive into this topic of self-love, because if loving yourself is wrong, then you shouldn't want to be right. Researchers have defined self-love in many ways. So what I did was went online, did a little research, and came up with a definition. And what I learned from all the definitions that I saw is that self-love is loving yourself to the point of knowing your own self-worth, shining like a diamond in your own right, and also looking at yourself in a positive way and being good to yourself first. So many people may say, I love myself. I'm good. Nothing's new. I said the same thing until I did a little research to find out that self-love is more than pampering yourself. Self-love is more than giving yourself affirmations and thinking that's all it takes. So what is self-love? Well, according to Psychology Today, self-love is defined as less anxiety, less depression, more optimism, better recovery from stress, and overall better health behaviors. Do you like that definition? Well, it's different for all people. How you handle loving yourself is definitely up to you. And hopefully this episode will get you started on your journey and have you say, bravo, I'm there and I'm loving me. Whatever the case may be, a commonality for all is that loving yourself requires that you accept yourself during the good, the bad, and the ugly. Another article I was reading from psychcentral.com describes self-love as a spirituality-based attitude toward yourself. With it, you recognize and appreciate your intrinsic value as a human being. You have respect for your life, your time, your energy. You nurture yourself with self-care. You do not allow others to take advantage of you or treat you badly. You accept yourself unconditionally with all your limitations. And when you have been less than perfect, you treat yourself with a compassionate mindset. Self-love is giving yourself unconditional respect, which focuses on evaluating yourself as being someone great. You are authentic and hold true to your values. You can look in the mirror and say, mirror, mirror on the wall, who do I love most of all? Me. You can say that without believing you are arrogant or selfish or conceited, because if you treat yourself unconditionally good, yes, you can look in that mirror and say, I have self-love. You cannot love someone else if you haven't accepted loving yourself. If you listened to the episode before this one, I talked about loving the good, the bad, and the ugly side of a relationship. Relate that same concept to loving yourself, because we all have the good, the bad, and the ugly side of ourselves, and we have to deal with all three sides. It's a journey, and no one can take the journey but you. So let's go ahead and dive into some self-love habits that will help you on your journey. If loving me is wrong, I don't want to be right. I have to love myself. You have to love yourself. I have to be content with making moves that will be positive and good for me without looking back or having regrets. And you have to do the same. Natika Chopra is a certified life coach that wrote an article for mindbodygreen.com on 10 ways to practice self-love. I have fallen in love with one practice, and it is to create a self-love ritual. So listen up. I know with our busy lives, this can be hard for some, but it is worth the try. In the article, the self-love ritual was unplugging and self-pampering yourself. I take that ritual a little further. Every morning, I have about 2 hours before I have to leave home for work. During those 2 hours, my focus is on me. I take long hot showers. I write in my journal, which focuses on self-affirmations and loving me. I meditate and I pray, and I definitely unplug so I can keep the focus on me. Having a self ritual is a good way to practice self-love. Another practice on this list that stood out to me, and I try to practice this as well, is building your letting go muscle. Oh my gosh, let it go. This is so hard. If you've been hurt before, if you have or had a low self-esteem, then getting the energy and courage to let it go can be a turning point. I've been there. I've done that. That song, Let It Go, Let It Go, that's what you need to do. That is why the Serenity Prayer is something that I have to read when I'm in that letting go stage. You cannot change the past, so why dwell on it? Okay, I know you're saying, I try, I'm human. That's true. But the Serenity Prayer helps with that. Letting go gives you self-acceptance, and it also makes you focus on the present and future endeavors and not focus on the bad and the ugly side of whatever you're going through. I will leave the link in the show notes where you can dive deeper into this article that lists 10 practices that you can go through to help you with self-love. But another practice that you have to do in order to experience true self-love is making yourself the number one priority. So I know, okay, who has used the saying, I'm a mama first, I'm a wife first, or if you're a man saying, I'm the breadwinner of my household? Okay, we've all used those types of statements. And yes, those statements are true. But in order to say those things, you have to say, I'm a woman first. I'm a man first. You should make yourself that number one priority. It's truly time to love you. We as humans have been trained to put family first or job first, but never have we been trained to put ourselves first. It is okay to put yourself first. You have to change your own mindset, and then others will just just fall in or adapt to what you're putting out there for them to capture. I had to make myself a priority. It took a long time to get there. I would focus so much on my family duties and my responsibilities that I would ignore little old me who needed some attention too. That habit was hard to break, and it was even harder for my family to really feel that, hey, mom or wife needs to focus on her as well. Why was this hard? Because that is what I gave them. That is what they are used to. So I had to retrain them. Retraining is necessary. Sometimes it can be a struggle for you, but retrain your family or retrain whatever you're putting first other than yourself. Retrain those people to know that you're putting yourself first and then them. What about praising yourself? Do you think of this as self-love? Does it sound quirky? Well, this is a self-esteem ritual you should practice. When I read about this and I read in the article all the things that they were doing for this self-love ritual, I knew that I was on target. Why? Because I dance, I shout, I smile when something is going good for me. I am praising myself. So in a past episode, I told you that I love to dance, especially at the end of my work week going into the weekend. This dance gives me self-affirmation and it shows me that I love me. I can praise myself for the accomplishments that I have achieved. It's a good feeling and it builds your self-worth. Who doesn't want to praise themselves? Don't feel like you are being conceited or that you are being arrogant when you do this. Discover who you are and embrace it. That's self-love. Be your own best friend. You are the only person who knows who you are to the core. When self-doubt gets the best of you, start over, and that's okay. Whatever you put out in the environment is what comes back to you. If you put negativity and self-doubt out there, that's what you get. If you practice self-hate, that's what you get. You do all of these things in front of others, and that's how others will view or treat you. It's up to you to bring joy to your life. It's up to you to be good to yourself. If you are still fighting with this, the last thing I will share with you is to reach out to a life coach. That seems to be the new trend now. I know lots of millennials use life coaches. That's the new word. I'm going to see a life coach. Did you find a life coach? I've never used one personally before. So I had to do a little research about what is a life coach. And I found out that a life coach helps clients with professional and personal issues that identifies and clarifies and creates a vision for the client that is desired that will help them personally and professionally. So if you are struggling with self-love, reach out to a life coach. Some may say, well, what's the difference between a life coach and a therapist? I really don't know. And I didn't have the opportunity to kind of look that up. But I know in past episodes, I've told people to use a therapist because I've used a therapist. I know for sure that a therapist works because it's a third party listening to you. And as a matter of fact, as I'm thinking about it now, a therapist is that third party that listens to you, but a life coach is that person that put all of those things into action. So they may listen to you, but they're helping you to put it in on a vision board, or helping you to put things into action so you can be better at whatever you're struggling with. Like I said, this is the new trend. Make sure when searching for one, I would definitely get somebody with experience. There are all types of people out there saying what they are. So it's up to you to make sure that their credentials are okay.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say that I'm supposed to heal you, that I ain't done much healing.
Hello, it's Self-Love. I was wondering if after this episode you would like to meet and go over everything that you know you are to love about yourself. So please meet with me. Hello, can you hear me? It's about that time, you know, that self-love is what you need to have. So please remember that caring for yourself is your first priority. There's such a difference that you should recognize and know putting yourself first is where you ought to be. Hello, from Self-Love. I'm calling for you to recognize that attention is needed. So please oblige. This concludes this conversation today about self-love. My hope is that you take what you have learned and apply it to your life in order to bring joy to your life and be good to yourself, BGTY. If you like positive affirmations, head over to my Instagram page where I send positive affirmations out to the BGTY Nation. Join my email list for a monthly newsletter, and always be good to yourself. Thank you for listening to Dr. Joy, where she is always bringing positive vibes, research-based topics, and helping you to bring joy to your life. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and don't forget to leave a positive review. See you next time with Dr. Joy.